Hello and welcome to Crosstalk with your hosts, Martha Lee, Bill McMillan Sr., and Anna May. A podcast dedicated to encouraging and pointing people to Christ through the power of testimony, to provoke you to find your calling in the Lord. Hebrews 10:24 says, "Let us consider one another to provoke unto love and good works." This podcast is brought to you by Cornerstone Ministries New Life Church. So join us on this journey to reach the world for Christ, starting in our own backyard. We pray you enjoy the podcast and it blesses and encourages you. And may you grow in His Word and Spirit.
Welcome to Crosstalk. Tonight we're thrilled to have with us Annie Clark. Welcome, Annie.
Welcome, Annie.
Hello.
We're excited to have you, and Bill's going to ask you the first question tonight.
Okay. Go ahead.
Okay, Annie. We want to know is when you first came to the Lord and got saved, and the things that drawed you into it. Amen?
Okay, so I got saved at about 12 or maybe 10 at a Harvest Crusade, but I was always raised in a godly home. Amen. My grandma would sit in the kitchen and she would say, "I only went to third grade, so you read to me." So I would read to her, but she would basically preach to me, and she would tell me about God. My dad did the children's classes, and my dad would read with us our Bible every night. And my dad would take us to Bible studies, and even when we didn't want to go, and he would really challenge us in the Word of God, because he would always say, like, "Why do you believe what you believe? Not because I believe it, or not because others believe it. Why do you believe it? You need to know why you believe it." But I got saved young, but I would say my heart really changed in the last few months with my boy, because you can be saved, but for me at least, you don't really always call to God until you need Him the most sometimes. Amen. So sometimes when you really need Him, that's when you really see Him and see who He is.
Amen.
Mm-hmm. Amen. So I'm going to talk about my boy.
Mm-hmm.
When I got expecting my boy, I prayed over him, and I listened to Anna Mae's daughter-in-law's testimony a year or two ago, but she prayed the same prayer over her girl, she said, and I prayed Hannah's prayer. I prayed that God would use my son for His glory. And it's funny because I didn't do this intentionally, but I prayed it over Bobby, but not over my Alec. And I prayed favor over my Bobby, but I prayed wisdom over Alec. And God did answer my prayer, but you don't always know how He's going to answer it in funny ways. So having them, they told me multiple times to get rid of my baby. We got bad news that wasn't true. They said he might have Down syndrome. He don't have Down syndrome. They said there was something wrong with his heart. He was born. They did an ultrasound. There was nothing wrong with his heart. There was nothing there. They told us blood reports. They were wrong. So really from the beginning, we've been being tested with Bobby when he was born. So we had my boy, and he turned about a year old, and he wasn't meeting milestones. There's nothing wrong if anybody's kids do this, but he wouldn't look at you. He would just stand there and slap his arms. He wouldn't talk. He couldn't talk. So I took him to the pediatrician. And God was good, too, because before I even knew, people had recommended therapy to me in passing. So I went to the pediatrician, and he didn't diagnose him, but he gave me bad news. So we went and we got him evaluated. And we got more bad news, and we said, "We're going to start therapy." So we started therapy every day, except Saturday and Sunday. We started our therapy. And really through this, I didn't know it yet, but looking back, I got to see the sovereignty of God, the providence of God, how God really can be answering your prayers when you don't even know you need them.
Amen.
Sending you people before you even ask. And God would send us people, and if you have a child in therapy, you know how important it is for the therapist to like your child. Because if they don't like them, they don't click. They have to like your baby to really press them and put their heart into teaching them. Mm-hmm. And I would get so upset and so discouraged. But my mom reminded me of a story in the Bible. The lame man and his friends went up. Jesus was in the house, and they took the roof off. and they lowered him in. And mom said to me, you know, they had to put effort out for God to give them a miracle, for God to heal them. They had to climb up the roof. They had to take the roof off. And when God gave the blind man his sight, he rubbed the mud on his eyes. And mom said, but he told them, you have to go wash yourself. He had to get up. He had to go wash his face and listen. He had to be obedient to what God had said. So I would get discouraged. And my dad would say to me, you know, we're going to act. We're going to take action in faith because we know God is able. We just have to wait and see how he's going to do it. Amen. We have to see how he's going to give us the miracles. Amen. So we would take action, and I was really blessed with my mom and my mother-in-law. And it reminded me of the story of Moses, because some days I would get very discouraged, and I would get really blue. And sometimes when your baby is delayed, it's hard to take them out with other people, because you see their kids, and then you see your baby, and comparison's a thief of joy, but you can't help it, and you get upset. And my mom and my mother-in-law, they were like Aaron and Hur, and they would hold my arms up for me when I was overwhelmed, and they would push me. And so he turns three, and it's time to move him to school, preschool. They put him in special ed. And this part reminds me in the Bible, when David was being anointed, Samuel came and he seen someone else, and he said, this is the one. And God said to him, no, this is not the one. You know, man looks at the outside, but God looks at the heart.
Amen.
It's not exactly pertaining to this, but when we were picking school in LA, they give you the school for free, so you don't get to pick the school. And there was a list of schools, and I looked them all up, and there was one school I didn't want. There was only one on the list. I didn't want the school. And just so happens, it's the school we got. Oh. And I was upset. It was it was ugly on the outside. I didn't want this school. So we go to the school, and I prayed about it. I said, I'll give it a week. I'll just see. It's free. I can pull them. And I give them to the teacher, and I'm trying to look at the woman to get a feel of her. And she puts her hand down to grab them, and she had these Bible verse bangles, and they were upper arm. And I was like, thank God, she's a Christian.
Yeah.
So the next day she walks them out, and she pulls me to the side of the gate. And this school is, everywhere in LA is very liberal. They have transgender flags. The people are, most of them are not saved. But in Esther 4:14, it says, you were born for such a time as this. So I was looking at the outward of the school I wanted, but God sent me this woman where I needed to be. We needed to be here. And she pulled me to the side, and she looked around, and she said, you know, a lot of people here wouldn't agree with me, but I'm of faith, and I believe you are too. And I believe your son's going to get a healing.
Praise God.
And she said, it's going to take a lot of work and a lot of prayer, but we're going to get it. So this woman was a godsend. She, you know, when I was put where I didn't want to go, and but God knew where I needed to be. And God give us. I got to really see, if you're not put in a trial sometimes, you know, we read the Bible and we hear the miracles, but to see them, to see God move. And not only to see the miracle, but to see the movement of God in such small things. We would get, things would fall into our lap with Bobby. They would just offer us new things, and it always worked. So she gets us into this intense therapy. After school we start, we go, and my mom called me because the school ended and it was summer, and my boy regressed. He went backwards. He lost skills, and it was really hard, because when they're a baby, you know, you can cover them in the stroller, but when they're 3 and a half, people come up to them to talk, or kids come up to them, and no one means anything by it, but kids would come up and try to talk to them, and he don't answer, and I would get so upset, or friends just trying to talk to him. And I was telling my mom, I'm so upset. And my mom said, you know, Annie, you need to pray to see him a spirit, because in 2 Kings, I actually wrote it down, the verse, because I love it. Let me find it. This is it. And it's 2 Kings 6:16, and it's 6:14, actually. And he sent horses and chariots and a strong force there. They went by night and surrounded the city. When the servant of man of God got up and went out early the next morning, an army with horses and chariots had surrounded the city. "Oh no, my Lord, what shall we do?" the servant asked. "Don't be afraid," the prophet answered. "Those who are with us are more than those who are with him." Amen. And Elisha prayed, "Opened his eyes, Lord, that he may see." Then the Lord opened the servant's eyes, and he looked, and he saw the hills full of horses and chariots of fire around Elisha.
Amen.
And my mom said, you know, sometimes we, in the flesh, we feel outnumbered or defeated, and we don't see what God is doing, that Amen. We've already won. No matter what the outcome, God has already taken care of it, and we have the victory in Christ. So we restart school started, and we get them back in with more therapy, and the next IEP meeting came. They do it every year if you have a baby in school that has, like, speech or anything. And another thing I prayed that summer, too, Ashley Holiday, I can't remember where I heard her say it, if it was in person or at church or her husband, someone said it, but they said, "We called our son Jacob Henry because we wrestled with God to have him." And I listened to it, and I prayed, and I said, well, I didn't wrestle to have him, but I'm going to wrestle for his health.
Amen. Amen.
And I would pray, and I would say, Amen. God, I will not let you go until you heal him.
Amen. That's
so
beautiful.
I would pray it every day. Praise and then God. I would pray. I listened to a song that's Rattle, and it talks about the Valley of the Dry Bones. So Amen. I went and I read the scripture, and it's talking about Israel, and they're spiritually dead, but God said to him, I'm paraphrasing it, I'm just quoting it off the top of my head, but he took Elisha to the Valley of the Dry mm-hmm. Bones, and he said, "Oh, son of man, what do you see?" And he said, "I see a valley of dry bones." And he said, "Can these bones live?" And he said, "Oh, Lord, you alone know." And he said, "Prophesy life into these bones." And the bones came to life. Mm-hmm. And I would pray to God, and I would say, "Breathe life into my son's mind. Give him life in his body and his brain and his mouth." And I would pray it over him every day.
Praise
and
God.
Sometimes I would get so mad because I would say, you know, I prayed for health. So one day I went to his IEP meeting, and I also thought of Isaiah when I prayed that, you know, your ways are not my ways,
yes,
nor are your thoughts my thoughts.
Praise God.
And I also thought of Ephesians also. God gave me that scripture, Ephesians 1:11. In him we were also chosen, according to the plan of him who works out everything in conformity with the purpose of his will. God doesn't make mistakes.
Amen.
A baby, no baby is a mistake.
Amen.
And it didn't slip by God.
Amen.
And it's not out of his control. So I go into his meeting, and I sit down, and I said to them, they tell me, like, you know, you have any questions? And I said, I am wondering, is he progressing at a rate that you're happy with? And the woman shut the laptop, the principal, because when you do an IEP meeting, all of his teachers and the principal and all the therapists are in the place, and they all go over everything. And she said, I don't think you're understanding us, Annie. Your son is not typical. We don't see this happen. And another therapist spoke up, and she said, what did you do with your son? Because we don't see progress like this.
Mm-hmm.
And there was a transgender flag in the room, and I looked up, and I felt the Lord speak to me at that moment. When we're going through something in a trial, we look at it in the flesh. You know, we're uncomfortable, and we don't want to be going through this. But God had put my son in this room and made all this progress to give him glory, and I
Amen.
Was given an opportunity to minister to 5 women through my son, and it was undeniable the progress he had made.
Amen.
So I got to minister to these people, and I started praying at a little different perspective, that God would show me his will and show me how we could glorify him.
Praise
and
God.
Let people know him. And my son started Praise taking God. Off. And so then I went to my Bible study, and I told them to pray for my boy, because they do progress reports every so often. This was a few months later, and the woman in the class said, can I lay hands on you? I said, yes. She prayed over me, and she said, I prayed that God would give you a vision or a dream, that he would tell you that your son would be okay. And I said, thank you. So I left, and a few weeks goes by,
Amen.
And I'm sitting in a coffee shop with my husband, and this man that we don't know comes up to us, and he goes, oh, I just wanted to let you know that everything the doctor said about your son's brain is wrong, and your son's going to be just fine.
There you go.
And God bless you both, and I really wanted to tell you this. And I never thought as a parent that I would say this before I had a child, but I would never take back anything that has happened for how I have got to see God and see how he moves. and how he answers your prayers, and he cares about the little things that you care about. Little things like when my boy started therapy, I didn't want to have to give my insurance. It wasn't a problem if I gave it. It was a preference. I didn't want to have to give them it. The less information, the better. I prayed about it, and somehow Bobby slipped through the cracks, and they never asked me. They asked everyone else for it. They just covered it for my boy. Like, little things that I got to see that I would have never seen.
That prayer stuff works, Annie, huh?
It sure does. It sure does. And I got to see little things answered. And another thing that I noticed, too, in Daniel, I'm going to butcher it, but there's a story. Someone prayed, and the angel came and said, I was on my way as soon as you started praying, but mm-hmm. I was delayed.
That's right.
And when my boy started the special ed, I didn't want him to be in it as a parent. It's discouraging, not that there's anything wrong with it, but you don't want to see your child struggle. And I never knew it at the time. But this year, when I went to the next meeting, the woman told me, on the first day of school when your son started, they asked us who will be in general ed the next year, because they have to plan a year ahead. And what I was praying for and upset about, God had already answered, because she told me I put the word in for him on the first day of school. So the prayer was already answered, even though I never knew and I had to wait.
Amen.
But God had already taken care of that. Today, Bobby graduated, and Bobby's moving into general ed now. And
praise
the teachers told me, we have no worries about your son.
Praise
we have
God.
No worries about his future. We don't really have an explanation as to this happened, how this happened. I also took him to the pediatrician for a checkup. I took my boy to the pediatrician when he turned about 18 months, but I stopped taking him because they were pressing shots. I'm not against the shots, but since he wasn't talking, I just took a break.
Right.
So I took him back, and I said, this is my son. You told me my son has autism. And the man looked at me, and he said, I told you that that boy has autism. I can't believe I ever said that. He said, I'm sorry. I see a lot of kids come in and out. I can't remember, but I can't believe that I ever told you that, because I don't see anything wrong with him.
Praise God.
Amen.
And,
Amen.
You know, sometimes we know God and we pray, but you don't really get to see these things until you're living it. And it doesn't take away from the hurt or how hard it is or how tired you get. But to get to see how God is totally in control, you know, like, this wasn't a mistake. And God, I would never take this back for how much I got to learn about the Lord.
Amen.
And how many people was affected by my boy. Every therapist that come in contact with, they would tell me, we don't know how he's progressing like this. We don't understand this. And I would get to minister to all of them. I don't know if any of them are going to get saved, but I did get to minister to them through this. And
what doors God opened. Yeah.
And yeah, when you're going through something, there is opportunity to glorify God, even though some days you're so discouraged and it's normal. Some days you don't feel like it, but God uses everything for his purpose, and you can bring him glory through it all.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Annie, I would say, when you were talking there, you said about the word delayed and, you know, being discouraged. And what come to my heart, something I've heard a ton of times, is delayed but not denied. And you had the faith.
Agree.
You had the faith to believe that it may have been delayed but not denied, and I stand with you on that. And real quick, I don't want to take your time, but when you were talking, you said something else that was incredible to me. You said, sometimes God's, if I'm quoting you right, sends you people you didn't even know that you needed. And instantly what come to me was Ephesians 3:20. He's able to do above and beyond what we know to ask or think by the power that worketh in him.
And that's what I would pray every day, too.
Amen. Amen.
So, I would pray, use my son to bring you glory.
Amen.
And we knew he could do it. It was just hard waiting at the moment to see what he was going to do.
Amen.
And it's very important to have a Christian group of people behind
Amen.
You because
Amen.
I can't always say I was this confident, and there were days I was really upset. And to have my parents and my mother-in-law and my father-in-law to fall back on to give me godly wisdom. Because another thing that is very important that was laid on my heart is knowing being raised in a godly home that teaches you his word at a young age, because while I was going through all of this, there were days I would pray and the Lord would give me Bible verses.
Amen.
In my heart. Mm-hmm. And if I wasn't taught these things, you can get saved at any age, but it would have made it a lot harder.
Amen.
To not have these Amen. Scriptures mm-hmm. to go back on, Amen. To trust in God. And my mom would say, you know, Annie, God doesn't make mistakes. If this is how God made him, then there is no mistake. But we know God is able, and mm-hmm. we're going to believe because we know God is able.
Mm-hmm. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Because man's words fall to the ground, but God's word.
Yes, they do.
That God's word performs what he sends it to do, Annie, and it was in your heart, mm-hmm. and that's why it bursted forth and come to fruition in your life, because it was there in your heart, and that's what an incredible testimony. Incredible. Just fabulous. Amen. Yes, amen.
Amen. Amen.
It is.
Anything else, Annie, you want to share with us?
I just want to encourage other people that may have a child with a delay, because I know a lot of people don't like to talk about it. You know, your child isn't a mistake. God didn't right. make a mistake, and it didn't slip by God. There is a purpose, even though it may hurt. Well, there's a verse I have to find, and it's Romans 8:28. We know all things yes. work together for the good of those who love him, who have been called according to his purpose. You know, God has given your child a purpose, and God has entrusted you with this child
mm-hmm.
and given you a purpose as well. What I really started to notice God move, not that there's a magic prayer, is when I really started praying, you know, show me what you're trying to show me through this. Let me step into your will and show me how we can glorify you. That's all I wanted to say, really.
That was good. Amen. That Praise was good, God. Though.
Wonderful Praise testimony, God. Annie, and we really appreciate you. You know, you shared your heart with us, you shared your experience, you shared yes. everything, we just can't thank you enough for coming on and blessing us like you have tonight.
So many other people, too, that's going to listen to it.
It's okay.
Before we close, do you have anything that you would have to be a vision for our people?
I do. The last few months, I was reading about Moses, and he said, I talk to some in dreams and riddles, but him I talk to face to face. And then I was reading about David. I was going through the Old Testament, and God uses your prayers to work his will, and there is power in prayer. And Amen. He talked about David had a man after God's own heart, so I looked that up. What did that mean? His heart was in line with God. Mm-hmm. It was God's will. He was still a man. He made mistakes, but his heart was in line with God's will. And a few months ago, I sat down, and I prayed that, and I prayed, you know, give me wisdom. Let me have a heart in line with your will, and talk to me like that face to face. You know we can't see him, but talk to me like that. And through this, you know, not literally, but I have seen God, and I wish that everyone else cared as much. Not that everyone doesn't, but that everyone would really get back in church and pray that God would open their eyes to his word and have a desire to really seek God. Because I listened to Esther Baker's message podcast last week, and it really stuck with me. Not Amen. All who say Lord, Lord will enter the Amen. Kingdom of heaven, Amen. But those who do the will of God. Amen. You know, if you call someone and you ask, you know, a stranger for a ride, they're probably not going to give you it. You know, you've never spoke to them. They don't know you. You know, you ask a friend, then they will.
Mm-hmm.
How can you stand before God if you haven't lived for him? It's not enough to know him good. Because Satan can quote scripture. Amen. He knows God, Amen. And he knows it's true,
Amen.
Too.
Amen.
And it's not enough to know it. You have to know him personally Amen. And live for him. And our good deeds are filthy rags. Amen. You're not saved by works. But what a shame to stand before God and have nothing to show. Not that it saves us, but God has done so much for us.
Amen.
It's not enough just to go to church on Sunday, you know, late because we were taking pictures. And I'm the first person to be guilty of that. But God has really changed my heart the last few months. And I wish more people would seek him and be less worried about Facebook, you myself included, or pictures or plans, because these are temporary things. And we do have to stand before God one day. We will have to. And being a traveler is not enough. Amen. It is not enough to save you.
That's Amen.
Right. Amen.
That's right.
And I pray people Amen. Will pray that God will open their eyes to his word and read it and take it to heart. and
amen,
live
amen.
It.
Amen.
I 100% agree. We have to have the word. Yeah, we have to have the word for ourselves. We can't live off of someone else's experience, or we have to know the word, the implanted word. And again,
to raise our children in that way.
Teach them it. It's our responsibility to teach them that, because the God says, like you said, the traveler ain't enough. He's no respecter of person. You have to come humbly to him, and it's him that does it. And when he saves us, you know, just like you said, Annie, there is no works. But when you get saved, that becomes your new nature. It's just, you just start to serve God and live for God, and he cleans us up. You know, we can't do it. He does.
Amen. And we should care about our kids' future, because Proverbs does say, train up a child in the way they should go. When they're older, they won't depart from it. It is a promise, but it is conditional.
That's right.
We have a responsibility to raise our children that way if we want God to keep his promise too.
Because
you have to train them up.
That's it.
And I wish that travelers would put their priorities to Christ and see what he can do when you seek him.
Amen.
That's good. See what he can do when you seek him. Amen. That's really good, Annie. See what he can do when you seek him. Well, once again, we appreciate you. We love you. We thank you for listening and supporting this. And thank you for coming on and doing it. And I have to tell you, I think a lot of people's going to be truly blessed and touched with your testimony. It was amazing. Bless me.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Thank you, Annie. We appreciate it.
There was a scripture come up my heart when you was going through all your problems, and it's Hebrews 11:1. It says, now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. And that's why God says to us, there's only one thing pleases him, is your faith. When you have faith, when you was praying for your children, you had faith, and your hope is what you never seen. But God brought it to pass for you. He worked it out for you and other people.
Amen.
Many people saved and delivered through what you went through that time. Amen.
Yeah.
Praise God for you, my girl.
Well, thanks again, Annie. And
thank you for having me.
Thank you for coming on, and God bless.
Well, that's our podcast for this week. Join us next Monday for the latest podcast. And remember, you can scroll down and listen to any that you missed. Please follow us on Spotify and tap the notification bell to have every new podcast loaded automatically. The Spotify app is free, and it makes it much easier. We will be posting new podcast links on New Life Church Facebook page every Monday. Thank you for listening, and we hope you listen next week. God bless.